and Yui. Echo G, KO4 and Yui.
Hands, KO4, QOD.
Got something funny for you. So we got, you know, so many dogs out here with the goats and all. We just hired a vet to come out here and give all the dogs shots. So we call her Dr. Unpopular. Because the dogs, they know, you know, they know what's fixing to happen when the vet comes. So Dr. Jenny came. She pulled up out there, got the dogs, all the dogs down in goat pasture. And it's time for KC to go. So I said, come on, KC, let's go. You got a visitor. Oh, boy, he's just, you know, wagging, ready to go, this, that, and other. Boy, he turned that corner, and he saw her vehicle. It was on, buddy. It's all I could do to get him to get him turned back around. He was not having it.
Oh, man, that's funny. I can just picture that. Just like
Casey. Pixie. Okay, little old Pixie. She's fat better. She don't like her either. But, you know, I should have taken a video of it, man. You'd loved it.
Going on. Have that camera ready. That's pretty good.
I didn't wore him out. He's on break right now. So he's done for the day.
Poor fellow, I feel for him.
Well, I got two more to go. They got the big male Pyrenees, and he's probably 110, maybe. He's a big old boy. And he don't like Dr. Jenny to the point to where he's big enough to do some damage. But she, I don't know what they're gonna do. I have to muzzle him, I guess.
Give them any kind of special treats after they go through all that?
Yeah, they don't die from rabies. That's their treat.
Okay, well you and me understand that, but do they?
They understand. The dogs are, whatever comes in the pasture, they kill it. It don't matter what it is. So, you know, we had a round of rabies a couple years ago. And it's just, you know, just the way it is. So we have to be really vigilant trying to protect against that. And, I mean, both the male and the female, 5 years ago, they hemmed a doe up in the corner of the pasture and killed her. Two whipping cranes, one whippoorwill, I don't know how many cats, black snakes, somebody's duck, a beaver, a fox. It's just, you know, see, yeah, there's no reward. they get to go without rabies. That's what they get.
That makes me glad I'm a human.
You want me to send Dr. Jenny up your way? You need some shots.
I get enough of them on my own. But I do appreciate the thought.
So, all you need to do, just let me know now. We can, We can oblige you. What you just tell me what you need.
Enough problems. And if there was something you could give me to fix them, I would probably take you up on it, but don't think there's anything out there, so I will pass.
That bad. Okay, well, I'm just going to let you know. Ham shack's painted on the inside. I gotta go take care of the overspray and beautification, I guess. And dogs are shot. Dogs had the shot. So all is well in Camp Lola.
Here, that spraying works out pretty good when you don't have any windows or nothing to tape off here, does it?
Get him, Chris, KI4DOS. Just sitting back listening to you and Chad.
Yeah, you lead a boring life now, don't you? Yeah, it's real good to hear you back on the airways.
And shots. We got some extra.
And why not? I've had so many, it don't make any difference to me. I feel like a pincushion anyway. But Chris, yeah, it's getting kind of boring. Nurse Goodbody in there won't let me drive yet, so I'm still hanging around the house. I do get to go tomorrow for my cardiac rehab. Start a bit tomorrow, so we'll see how it goes after that.
Just remember, Nurse Goodbody in there is looking out for you.
KO4NUE. So, Gary, I think you are worthy of being watched, is what we're saying.
I guess so, but it sure is getting kind of boring. Let me go out on my own for a little bit. I'm getting a little stir crazy. Chris, you don't know nothing about that. I can't think what it's called now. Yeah, when you get cabin fever, that's what I was trying to say.
Fortunately, I know a little bit about that. Nowadays, that's few and far between, though. Thank goodness.
Sweet, let me make sure I got it. Dr. Jenny said that, we got ready to settle up with the dogs. And, said that KC has got a benefactor that's, I don't know, she wouldn't tell me who he was or where he lived, but all his vet bills are covered. She said, you don't owe me a dime. She said, I'll just turn the bill in to, to the benefactor. And I thought that was really nice. I mean, that was, that makes you feel good, you know.
Don't hear much of that nowadays. That's very good.
He's sitting in the yard. Dr. Jenny's still over there. So he's sitting in the yard looking. He's keeping his eye on her. he's leery, boy. He's watching her every move.
Hiding to me. I would be too if I was him. What he just went through.
She did the full run up on him, and he's not happy about it. Gary, how's your day going, sir?
Wes, it's going good. Joe and I got run over to the store here in a few minutes. We've just been kind of putting that off a little bit, but got to go pick up a few things over at the store. She won't let me go by myself, so I'm waiting on her now and get up and get out a little bit and come back in and kind of get settled back down, get ready for the net this evening and go from there. But other than that, we're having a real good day over here, Chad. Can't complain about anything. I figured you'd be down in the shop today.
No, we had some discussions via email, and I don't think we're going to be able to reach an agreement. So I left it in his court. But I just don't know, Gary.
Well, that makes sense. You know, you got to come to some kind of agreement before you can push forward. But I'm glad that you are still going back and forth. That's the main thing, I guess. And Chris, it's so good to hear you on here today. I hadn't heard you in a while. Been meaning to call you, but I hadn't picked up the phone. You know, I'm the world's worst about that, not picking up the phone. And my three sisters have about driven me insane with their darn texting. I wish they'd pick up the phone and call and talk to me, but they want to do that four-way texting, you know, where it goes out to all of us. That kind of irritates me a little bit, but I put up with it because they're my sisters and I love them. But good hearing you on here. I'll let y'all carry on. I'm going to go back in here and get camped out in my recliner until Joy gets ready to go. And then we're going to go out there and get in the car and go run a few errands. Be good to get out of the house for a little bit. It looks like it's a beautiful sunny day out there. Don't know what the temperature is, but it looks like it's nice and warm, so we'll find out in a little bit. Chad, you get everything done in your ham shack and get it all spruced up. I'm going to get over there and get to see it before long. And we'll talk to you a little bit later as well. Y'all have a great afternoon. Talk to you a little bit later. KO4QLG, KO4NUE, KI4DOS.
Have a wonderful day, bud. Tell Miss Joy we said hello, and Dr. Jenny's coming back across the yard, and they're all out there just barking at her. So they have alerted. So 73's Gary. Have a wonderful day.
Gary, I'll say 73's too. And it looks beautiful outside, and it is. It is just exactly the way it looks. Been out there weeding the flower bed this morning. And I will talk to you later, probably in an hour and a minute. 73, to you and Chad, through KO4QLG, I'm clear.